working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Currently, it is 58 degrees. Winds out of the north, northwest at 6 miles an hour. No wind gust. How about that rain? The text line is wide open. I want to see who's got the biggest rainfall in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Looks like here at Elk City we got 1.5 inches. I got 1.9 at my house. Down there about 6 miles west of Willow, down in the breaks, I got somewhere around 1.4. Ryan Wimberly, they're south of Carter across the river bridge. Down there, he's still on the right side of the river, but he's on the non-thug side of the river there. He got 2 inches. Heard some people down around Hollis might have got 3. So text it in at 580-225-9697, your rain totals. I seen on the Mesonet earlier, Gary McManus, our state climatologist, said that a town up there in as far west as you can go in the Oklahoma Panhandle, don't remember the name of the city, the first time I'd ever actually heard, I think it's Benton or something like that. Anyway, they got 1.19 inches of rain. That is the same total rain that they've had since October, matches the same total rain that they've had since October last year. So now they're up to 2.5 inches of rain since last October. That's crazy. Anyway, I got the Hover Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you coming up. I have a full show today. I got a guy in here from Port, that's a knockoff town of Retrop. He's going to be in here. Aubrey Latham's going to be in here, and we're going to talk about a sale he's got coming up in Hobart this Saturday. We might even talk a little bit about Rex Fennell's sale there a week or so ago, and then he's got some more stuff coming up. And I got another guest who'll be in the studio, Riley Broadbent. She is going to be helping out B&L Red Angus at Putnam this summer. So we got a full show. So I'm going to go briefly over the market real quick. Let me update it, make sure it's fresh. I think everything is in the red today except for live cattle and feeder cattle. Grains are in the red, everything's in the red, even oil's in the red, which is a good thing. We need oil prices to go down, but who knows what's going to happen. So, live cattle for June, 132.77, August, 132.70, October, 138.57, December, 144.30, and feeder cattle for May is 154.32. Feeder cattle for August, 168.37. The hogs are going down a little bit, but not too bad. Lean hogs for June, 109.15. July, 109.37. And August, 108.75. And cotton is at 142.7. So anyway, it's just hanging in there real tough. And for my friends, the squirrel man, I'm going to call him the squirrel man now over at Dale Hive, the guy that I was telling you guys yesterday that had a squirrel on his pivot center there at the Dale Hive, because if the squirrel's on there, it means it's going to flood. He texted in and he got 1.7 inches at that pivot, so the squirrel helped him get some rain, and I'm pretty sure that farmer there is just kind of a squirrel too, but when he's fishing, he's a squirrel. But anyway, here's your sugar price, Mr. Brian. It's at 0.19 cents a pound, or 19 cents a pound. Anyway, let's check out the cash grain prices. As of an hour ago in Oklahoma, hard red winter wheat, 1169, corn's at 798, Milo's at 756, and the only thing in the green on the cash markets is soybeans, and it's $16.14 a pound. Anyway, we're going to be right back. We'll have a talk with Aubrey and get it going, see what he's got selling down at Hobart's. So please don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
XIT Auctions will be selling 400 acres of good Kiowa County land Thursday, June the 2nd in Hobart, Oklahoma. The auction will be conducted at the Women's Exhibit Building, selling 400 acres and three tracks. These are located 6 miles north of Lone Wolf, Oklahoma on County Road 2090. For more information on this auction or to talk about your auction, call me, Aubrey Latham, 580-393-4440, or check us out on the web at XITauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I farm and ranch for a living. That's all I do. So I've got property and equipment, irrigation systems, my house, my barns, and Mickey has everything now. I decided one day to call him, and I actually was having lunch with a friend, and he had his number, and we actually rang him up at lunch, and he was at my barn at my office that evening. Sat down, I showed him my deck sheets. He took them and was back in touch with me within 2 days or less with everything, and I pulled the trigger. He come back to the office, was signed all the papers and wrote him a check. I've never actually been to his office. I think it's in Mangum, but I couldn't get there right now without looking it up. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Red Angus offers superior marbling. One of the top breeds for marbling, yes.
If a steak has marbling, it means what?
It's going to be tender and it's going to taste good.
That's where the flavor comes. That's right. Where the tenderness comes, right?
Yes, good steak. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
58 degrees. Winds are out of the west northwest at 7 miles an hour. We have 1.51 inches of rain here. It looks like it was a good rain everywhere. Cheyenne, 1.3, and then somewhere, let's see, let me open it up, sorry. 2.5 inches in the bend of the river in Roger Mills County. Kenton, that's it. That's the name of it. Kenton is the name of the town in the West Panhandle. Also, my folks bricked on their house came from the Port School in 1976. Well, Mr. Layton, I think there's some history going on here.
It sure sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Jimmy, thanks for having us today. We really appreciate it. Our whole crew from XIT Auctions is excited about being here and sharing with you what we've got going on.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're here. I know I've met you. I just can't put my finger where it was. And I see you in here all the time.
It was probably at an auction.
Probably was. It probably was. And then, you had a sale here. Was it last week or the week before?
Yeah, Saturday before last, yeah. We had the Fennel sale out there, the Fennel Estate. Hey, that was quite an auction. A real nice 80-acre tract of Bermuda grass. 3,000 square foot brick home, and I mean an excellent home and everything. A lot of bidding interest, a lot of bidders, a lot of phone calls. It wound up netting $690,000. Yeah, big price, nice place. But
I've drove by it 100 times, and it's a very nice place.
The equipment did well. You know, had a 5020 John Deere do $10,000, a little 4610 utility tractor $20,300. 6200 tractor with the loader about 31,000. So it was a great sale. A lot of bidders from all over. Of course, the internet, we'll get into that here in a minute. But we just don't have a bigger auction without using the internet. Lots of bidders there.
Well, guess who just blew into town? Lori White. she just blew into town. She said that. Well, coming up this Saturday,
Yeah, this Saturday right down at Retrop, just a mile north of Retrop, and then three quarters west on 1270. We already have that posted for bidding on the internet on our website. Just go to our website. It's xitauctions.com, and you can log in and go to bidding. And if you don't know how to do that, if you have questions, you can just give me a call. Our number splashed all over there. That's for Noble Coy Estate. Noble just was a few months, like being 100 years old. Was actually on the tractor way on up in his late 90s, and we've got a nice little set of equipment there.
What's so on this 400 acres, is that all pasture land, farmland?
No, the 400 acres on June the 2nd, that's just north of 7 miles north of Long Wolf. We'll sell that in two quarters and 80. The north quarter, we'll start with it. It's cultivated, has a little bit of grass on it. And then the second quarter south of that is basically all grass, got rural water, electricity, a nice barn, and then the 80 south of that's mostly cultivated. Now, how we'll sell that 400 acres in Hobart, that'll be at the Women's Exhibit Building. We'll start with the north track, we'll sell it, then we'll sell the middle track, 160 acres, and then we'll sell the 80, and we won't put them back together. So if you want to buy those, just buy them as we come to them.
You said on your middle track that 160 acres, it had rural water, electricity and everything. Has it got a good fence around it and everything?
Not really. It's got the facilities are good around there. It's got a real nice barn. Most of that is an older estate right there, but it's a real neat place. It all connects. They're all connectors, and it's easily farmed right there. The grass is in good shape. Of course, you know, the drought's been on, so, you know, typical. But
well, luckily, it's rained here last week. It might look green.
It will look green up. But that's don't miss that one. Like I say, we'll do that one at the Women's Exhibit Building down at Hobart. We have a sign up. That's on East Iris, and it's just right north of the police station there.
Well, you got, and then you got another one coming up in August.
Yeah, that's that big farm sale. On the 11th, we'll sell that Houston Smith Tools and Equipment Auction. Then on August 27th, we were just talking about that off the air. That's quite a sale. That'll be nearly a $2 million farm equipment sale. That's just east of Altus, August 27th. So stay posted on that. There's been online bidding going on, and we already have like 300 registered bidders online.
Awesome.
Big, huge.
Well, I think it's because you got Port by your name, and that brings in all the bidders.
Probably so.
Well, there's a question for you.
Okay.
How'd you come up with XIT?
Well, that's a good question. My wife, which is our agent and does basically all the work, I'm just kind of office help, but she was raised in Dumas, born in Dumas. We were going to start there, so we did our LLC through there, talked to our attorney and said, hey, what names are available? And so we grabbed that. We found out XIT was an open name, so we grabbed that name. The attorney set up our LLC, so down the road, my dad got sick, and we said, hey, well, we're going to move back to Oklahoma. So we just kept our LLC, moved our name, and moved our license into Oklahoma. And that's how that started. So I guess it's a Texas gal got that started.
I got you. Is she a Longhorn fan or a Sooner fan?
She would rather abstain from both. Someone asked her, said, are you a Cowboy fan? And she said, you bet I'm a Cowboy fan. Said, I'm Dallas Cowboys all the way.
Well, are you still licensed to do stuff in Texas?
Yep, absolutely. Cool. And we still do appraisals in Texas. And Johnny and Kim Street, our brokers, we leave our Texas office open with them. And so if we have an auction in Texas, we don't have to go back over there. It's already done. We just go over and do the auction, and then we take care of the Oklahoma side. So really works out great. We're licensed in several other states, reciprocates with Tennessee, whatever. We've had auctions in, since XIT auctions been going, we've had auctions in Kansas, Texas, all over. We've had them just Oklahoma, naturally, and we live here. But let me give a shout-out right quick. Daniel Rogers, he's our main guy. He's our setup guy, just my little brother. He does everything. When I go book a sale, Turn it over to him. He goes, introduce himself, brings his crew, sets all the sale up.
Where's he from?
He was born in Pennsylvania, raised in Sentinel, and he lives in Lone Wolf now and has lived there for a long time.
I know that name for sure.
Yeah,
he's probably at one of your auctions.
Yep, he's a Kiowa County guy, and he's been with them for several years, but he's the best. And we've got our team is real deep. We've got a great crew. You know, the gals on the internet side are kind of invisible, but Liz and Lisa do a great job. We've just got a great crew.
How are things going with the drought going on? And you know, I know we've got some rain the last couple of weeks, but this ain't over yet. And because I mean, the faucet could shut off today.
Oh, absolutely.
And how are the auctions going?
I tell you what, it's really going great. And we have a lot of people come into our office, and that's the first thing they ask, Jimmy. And they say, hey, how's land prices holding up? And, well, let's just kind of go over that right quick. You know, the old land price in Washita, Kiowa County, where we basically serve in Greer, 1,012 and a half, that was kind of the norm, you know, just a normal dry land place. We've graduated immediately to 1,750 to 2,000. We've sold just recently in private sales, we sold 80 acres south of Dill City, unimproved, 2,000 an acre. 160 acres just north of Roosevelt, unimproved, 2,000 an acre, private sales. These are not listed prices. These are sold prices.
Wow.
Yeah, but 1750, 1850, that's kind of the norm. We sold a 68-acre tract private sale in between Cordell and Rocky. They had sold one previous week at auction for $2,100 an acre. We sold that 68-acre tract for $2,325 unimproved. So it's the market's good on real estate. It's really good.
It's great. Well, the used equipment has been berserk for a couple of years now, because not necessarily because new equipment's so high, but you know, a lot of these people are talking about, you know, I want to buy this tractor because it doesn't have depth, and they got all that going.
Yeah, deaf and computers are definitely a great thing if they work right. And what we're seeing is these 20, 30, 40, 50, even 60 series deers are just bringing a premium because of, number one, demand getting a tractor. You know, you're looking, I've been to several deer dealerships, you know, you're looking at several months just to get a tractor or equipment like that. So it's really going good. I mean, if you're thinking about liquidating, please come talk to us. You know, we'll sit down with you, talk to you, you know, get a plan together. Talk to your attorney, talk to your CPA, and then we'll get you a good plan together.
Do you and Daniel Worshen wax the tractors before the sale?
Actually, they do. They stay, not me. That's not me, but I'd like to take that. But yeah, we steam clean, set them all up. They do that. Cool. They do a great job.
See, I think that makes a world of difference.
Oh, it does.
Nothing irks me more than going to some little sale somewhere off way on, and you show up and it's still got the grease on it for 20 years ago.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do that complete service, set it up and everything, and clean the barn out, you know, whatever they need, we do it.
Well, great. What else is coming up on the schedule? Did we miss anything?
Oh, I think that pretty well covers that. Now, we've got some property for sale, private sale, Washita County, just north of Hobart. We've got 160 acres there. Got a nice six-wire fence, pond, little steel lots and everything. That's $1,750 an acre. Then there's a 120-acre tract just south of Sentinel. That's unimproved. It's just grass, and that's like $1,650 an acre.
But I seen that yesterday.
Yeah. There's several. We've got several talking. I've had a call from a lady from Cheyenne looking for a property, and we get calls all the time, so we try to keep them posted as soon as they come up.
Well, sir, thank you for stopping by, and thank you for coming in, and good luck Saturday with that 400 acres, because I know there's some Kyle listeners on here.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, if you want to be on our text list, just text us at phone number 580-393-4440. You text us, and we'll text you about every auction that's coming up.
That's great. Uh-oh. Hey, hang on.
Is this Mike Hot? Can I tell my favorite XIT Aubrey Latham story?
Well, yeah. Boy, here we go.
I think I reminded you of this a couple of years ago.
Sir, you need to talk into the mic.
I think I reminded you of this a couple of years ago. Do you remember Connie that used to work in the penny for KECO?
Yes.
Okay, well, this goes back about, God, got to be 15, 16, 18 years ago. How long have you been back here now?
A long time.
Well, about 16, 17, 18 years ago, I was hosting Tradio.
Okay.
And one morning, a brand new business. It was new to me. The letters XIT Auctions was on the log, and I thought, well, that's interesting. I've never heard of them. Huh. So I go on, radio starts, and I'm rocking along, and I'm reading it as though it's Exit Auctions. I keep saying, Exit Auctions is having to say blah, 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 blah. Exit Auctions. Log on to whatever. Well, about 5 minutes later, and Aubrey was listening that day. About 5 minutes later, Connie, that used to work here, runs in and says, Nathan, it's pronounced X-I-T. Aubrey, just call it. It's X-I-T. I said, oh, okay. So I went back and had to correct myself. But I had never heard that before. And that's why a couple of years ago downstairs, I made you tell me the story about X-I-T.
Yeah, it's kind of why I wanted to know how you come up with X-I-T.
And it was tied to some kind of ranch.
Yeah, yeah. X-I-T. That's a big, long story. Google that up and read it. That's about a week-long story.
X-I-T. So that has been burned in my memory for about 16, 18 years now. It's not Exit Auctions. It is X-I-T.
X-I-T, ready to work for you. That's what we
say. I know it well. Hey, find all their stuff in the Penny News, too.
Oh, yeah.
Always find their stuff.
Yeah,
the
everything. He's got basically a whole page with everything that him and I just discussed in here. You can find out everything, all the information to get a hold of them, all the information to get on the text line, to get your text messages, because I love getting text messages.
We do.
Because I don't want to miss out on nothing.
Jimmy, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Aubrey, thanks for coming on, and be safe going back to port. Remember, you got to go through retrop.
No, I'll be careful, Trevor.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Aubrey. Aubrey is on here talking about the stuff he's got coming up. And when we get back, the rest of the crew showed up because Lori texted me. We just blew into town. So anyway, that's Lori White for you. So anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is the basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stockers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Oh, boy. We're having fun. Lori's in here, and what's the youngest one's name?
Lauren.
That's a bad deal for me. Too many L's in here already. And Riley Broadbent is in here, and I got that right, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
I got that right. Well, let me give a quick update right here, and I got a couple text messages. I'll get back to the one that needs a text message right after the show for the XIT. 1.5 inches in Hollis. Somebody texted me on my personal phone. 2 inches of rain south of Canute. And I seen where somebody hit the jackpot and got 3 inches.
I don't know. Whether we don't empty the rain gauge or we just live right, I don't know.
Because the last time you posted rain, you got 3 inches, didn't you?
Yeah.
Something fishy going on at the B&L, that Angus Ranch up there. But anyway, let's check out the update real quick. 59 degrees. Winds are still out of the northwest at 7 miles an hour, and I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden long range of forecast for you coming up next segment. But let's get back to Riley. Riley is going to be an intern for the B&L Red Angus Ranch this summer. Tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, gosh, I don't even know where to start.
Don't say nothing about your dad, because then your ratings will go down.
Well, the first thing, my parents are actually Lane and Amy Broadbent. We've always had this discussion. People are always confused which Broadbent is my dad, so I always have to clarify that it is Lane. That's my dad.
She had it wrong.
But I grew up in Cashin, Oklahoma. My grandparents are from Leedy, Oklahoma, and I've just always been around livestock. And now I go to Oklahoma State University, and I'm majoring in ag communications.
What is that? What all pertains into ag communications?
So basically, it's a lot of public relations and press releases and ads, business cards, creating all that kind of stuff for a company.
You're in the right place.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
You're in the right place.
And we've already had a great time. I mean, I've done some work for Benji White's wireline service company, and right. So I've done some of their logo stuff, and then I've done an ad for B&L already, and we've just had a great time already.
It's getting after it. Well, cool. Well, why B&L?
So I had to have an internship to graduate, and I was like, kind of just, I was trying to think of somebody I could intern for, and I texted my brother, who's the basketball coach at Leedy.
Leedy, yep. We all know that. He's got the same parents, right?
Yes, yes. And I was like, I need a free place to live with my grandparents. So I said, do you know of anybody up by Leedy that I could intern for? And B&L was the first name he sent me.
Wow, that
was
great.
He was like, it's a great opportunity. They're great people. You would fit right in. And so I contacted her, and she emailed me back literally right away and was like, this is crazy, because this is kind of an answered prayer for us. This is just things we kind of need help on. And so we got connected, and then I moved up here with my grandparents, and poor grandma, she's been feeding me breakfast every morning.
You're going to tell her to back off on the protein.
Yeah, you know, the first full week we had waffles every morning, and I'm like, Grandma, if I keep eating waffles, I'm not going to go back to school underweight. I'm going to be overweight by the time I get back to OSU. So
that's great, because one of the questions I was going to ask you is, working for them, is this going to be like, I was going to ask you, they got a bunkhouse, and is this going to be kind of like Yellowstone crap going on?
Well, the show Yellowstone is a little unrealistic sometimes, but
you think?
No, I've been...
No branding will occur.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I don't need a B&L brand on my arm or something.
That's the next thing coming out of my mouth. Where's that B&L brand at? Anyway, but that, I'm excited for you, because I read a little bit about you and researched a little bit about you, and you're a totally outdoors person also.
Oh, yes, sir.
And this show's about ag, this show's about outdoors, and this show's about volunteer fire departments.
Yes, sir.
That's what this show's about, and nothing professional about me at all. And actually, I think she said when they came on the show here a couple months ago before the sale, that's the first time she ever seen Benji smile in the public. So anyway, we're all about having fun. What's your plans with B&L? I mean, you've been here long enough, you can see what's going on, and I know things change day to day, but they've got a great ranch. They got great cattle. Red Angus is the going thing right now. So
yes, sir.
How's your imagination? What's going on with it?
So I really just I wanted some real world experience. Like, she was kind of telling me, we might not be able to help you on some stuff, but really they have already in tremendous ways. I've gotten real world experience with, like, I've needed to learn how to follow a schedule, and I need to learn how to follow deadlines and all that kind of stuff. So they've given me that, and just the real world experience, getting out there and actually doing projects that people need and getting them done on time. Because in school, I mean, you have a certain amount of time to do all this work. Well, what if somebody needs something done within 12 hours? Like, that was kind of the experience I was needing.
Yeah, because out here in the real world, we can fly by the seat of our pants.
Yes.
It happens. I mean, just last-minute changes, especially what they do, selling heifers and cows and bulls and stuff. Things can change. This bull could drop, and this bull didn't test or whatever. I mean, it's crazy what's going on. What What was I going to ask? Now I got myself sidetracked. You, let's talk to you. You need to talk into that mic. What was the horse's name she was on the other day?
Tell him your horse's name.
Woodrow.
Yeah. That's good. Actually, Lori Campbell had a hand in Woodrow.
Here we go.
I know. You got to get Lori involved.
What does she not have her? Have you met Lori Campbell?
No, sir, I haven't.
Oh, boy.
Not yet.
You're going to. If Lori had her hand, and I'm not even going to go there, because there's that woman is everywhere.
Yeah.
She's everywhere. Are you excited?
Yes. I tried my best to talk her out of it, trying to convince her that the area of ag communications was nothing that I really knew a lot about. And so she was not to be deterred. She was confident in that she could learn something from us. And I say most people learn what not to do from us as opposed to, you know, let us be your trial and error example. But she stepped in before she even got here. She built a ad for the Woodward Elks Rodeo program for us.
Right.
And then yesterday we threw baptism by fire. We threw her in on the oil field side, and she built a flyer, business cards for all the guys. She got all that done. We went to the print shop, and she went through the whole process of that. So
she's on it.
She's on it.
Yeah, great. Well, that's good. Let's see. What time is it? Oh, no, we got all kinds of time. So you didn't offer a bunkhouse? What's up with that?
Well, I offered, but she said she had family in town, and I thought, well, you know, that might be a little easier.
You're on the other side of the river, aren't you?
No, we're on the same side.
Oh, you're on the same side. Yeah, that's right. Anyways, you never know. The river through Putnam and going through there around Tologa is just crazy going in there. So you grew up in Cashin.
Yes, sir.
And I know some people. I got some friends in Cashins. And Shines. You know the Shines?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That I used to work for him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Josh and his dad. And we go back a long way. Jaden.
Yeah.
So are you and Jaden the same age or
no,
she's younger?
Jaden was, 3 or 4 years younger than me. I think she was a freshman when I was a senior.
I'm pretty sure.
Or maybe she was an eighth grader when I was a senior. I don't remember.
Her mom is one of a kind.
Oh, she is. She's awesome.
Shauna?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they had a couple of my Simmental heifers up there that we raised out here, and they showed up there. Jaden did.
Awesome.
It's a small world, see? You never know. You don't talk about nobody because you never know who you're going to talk to. What's your plan? So you're talking about this is the real world you're working in with Lori and Benji and Woodrow and and Lori Campbell. You haven't got there yet, but it's coming. Yeah. And be prepared because it's going to hit you right in the face. You talk about this. So this is great you're doing this because I see a lot of young people go to college. Doesn't matter what they're going to college for. They don't do any interns or nothing like that. And they get that diploma in their hand, and then they're like, now what? What am I going to do? Mom, Dad, you've been gone 4 years. What are you going to do? Anyway, what's your plans afterwards? Have you got any?
The million-dollar question. I've been asked this at every family function I think that I've ever been to.
Well, I'm not family, so be truthful with me.
I really have no clue. There's a lot of things I want to do, and I want to work for a larger company that I can write press releases for, and I haven't really decided where yet. I mean, I've kind of wanted to venture out and get away from Oklahoma for a couple years.
We all do.
Yeah, but I mean, I like my family too much.
Yeah.
I can't tell my dad that too many times or he'll get a big head, but
I'd miss
them.
To prank call him real quick?
Honestly, so I called him today and he was like, you better not call me while you're on. He said, I know that you guys are going to try to rope me into something on there. I was like, okay, I won't. So if I try to call him, he probably won't even answer me.
But what you didn't recognize our number.
That's true. He might just think you're a customer.
Yeah, you never know.
It's a pressing issue.
Nah, we'll leave you alone. I had him on here. He was one of the first people I had on my show. And he probably, when he got off the radio, was like, what did I just do with this guy? Because I'm not, I'm just a farmer rancher. This, my boss says, you're just real.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, you never know what's going to come out of my mouth. It's going to be good, but it's not going to be bad. But, you know, because I notice here in the last 3 months, there's a lot of sale barns in Western Oklahoma. And I have noticed they're starting to step up their game with media. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, they're doing, I think Woodward does theirs live on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And they got now Hobart and now Elk City and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction at Clinton. I mean, as soon as that sale's done, they're posting results, and it's great. I think it's great because people in Hollis, maybe you need to go see Hollis, because it's usually about Tuesday from the Saturday sale before I get the result. And I'm not downplaying them anything, but I think immediate results are important because the market's changing so much every day. By the time I read something from last Friday, it could be way out of date on Wednesday. Like, the market's crashed, or the market's went way up since you read that. That don't tell us nothing. So, anyway, I think you're on the right track.
I think people are finally figuring out how important social media is, at least, because...
Yeah. They're using it right.
Yes, exactly. And it's taken a while, and I know people want to say that they want to stay as far away from social media as possible because it does... There are things about social media that might not be great, but there are a lot of great things about social media.
Yeah.
That it promotes people's companies, it... Like you said, you can go from a Friday to a Tuesday, and it's changed drastically.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, media
good or
just
bad.
Gives you that. Yeah. And so I think people are just realizing finally that they're like, okay, well, if we want to be a if we want to be up with our competitors, or if we want to be up with the people in our industry, we have to be good at the media side of things, because people who, I mean, it. They're on top
it's
of the
free.
Game.
It's
yeah,
free.
And it's free. And they're usually ahead of the game. If they have a good media team, they're ahead of the game. So people are like, well, we need to get to where they are. And it pushes other people to go above and beyond and get their media even better than it is now.
Hobart Stockyards is a good example right now. Rex, I think his brother Jimmy. There's a lot of Jimmys that come on my shelf. That's why we call it the Jimmy Show. Anyway, you're not so lucky. You got a beautiful name, so good for you.
The Jimmy Riley Show.
The Jimmy Riley Show. But they started as soon as they're done with their auction last week. For example, they're done Wednesday afternoon. They post results within an hour. Thursday, he's already posting videos of cattle that's going to be there tomorrow. Like last night, I seen him post where they're going to have 20 roping steers for tomorrow. And people, a lot of ropers in Western Oklahoma, Lori Campbell, you need her. Promise you, and you're going to go, where did this chick come from? She wears a cowboy hat and wears it good, too. And she's a go-getter. Mm-hmm. She's my hero from Western Oklahoma. But, you know, like stuff like that, they can use that to their advantage because, well, I don't know what they got going at the sale tomorrow. You know, they said they're going to have 1,500 head, but what's in that 1,500 head? Bulls, cows, feeders, just calves?
Yeah, it literally helps so much. I mean, media, as much as I want to say... Oh, social! I could get off social media anytime I wanted to. I really can't, because it really is just a great tool.
It's a great tool, and it's an addicting, just like a cell phone is.
Yep.
Because it's right there in front of
yeah.
you. And the first time I've ever actually got on a computer and got on Facebook, on computer, not on my phone, was when I come to work here. And I was like, wow, I didn't know you could do all this stuff. So I've been on it, you know, we post stuff. And when I'm going down the road and I see a bald eagle digging up somebody's peanuts, it's going on social media. But anyway, we got to take a break, but I want you to help me if you will.
Okay.
So today is Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour. And she has free shots, too, but you're not going to like those shots she's got. Because they could be Lafleur, they could be penicillin, or they could be something to keep you from, there's stuff you want. But anyways, we won't do free shots today. Don't go down there asking Dr. Mouse. Jimmy said you were giving free shots out. It's not true. Fake news. I was joking. Could you read her live read for us with a little enthusiasm.
Just read the whole thing?
Yeah, all the way, all of it.
Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle in their newly remodeled and updated clinic at 1019 South Main Street in Elk City. Dr. Taylor Mouse is providing all large animal services, including bovine and equine surgery, ultrasound, digital x-ray, equine dentistry, herd health, bovine embryo transfer, and AI programs, as well as all of your sheep, goat, and pig veterinary health needs. Stockman's also features pull-through unloading, a brand new hydraulic tilt chute on site for cattle, as well as a heated indoor OB and large animal surgery suite with indoor stalls and outdoor pen space for an inpatient treatment. Small animal services include routine checkups, vaccinations, boarding with indoor/outdoor runs, fall surgery with gas anesthesia, including C-sections and pet dental needs, and an on-site laboratory with digital x-ray. Also scheduling farm calls and providing 24-hour emergency service for all species. Call 580-225-0200 or stop by and let Dr. Taylor Mouse and her professional staff provide for you and your animals. They do care, and it shows.
And she does. She really does. I always have a couple vets. You got to have one in each pocket because one might be gone, and then you might need to go see the other. So you got to kind of equalize it out. But she's been awesome, and it's all female crew there. And
awesome.
Yeah, it's all female crew, and they've came out two or three times to Gale stuff out here west of town, and they ain't scared. They'll get right in the middle of it. I don't even get to run the head gate no more. I'm just that guy. Yeah, that needs a shot. They just look at me. But her mom runs the front desk. Christy does, and Taylor's there, and they got a couple of. I got to just back up. I posted fake news just now. They got one of the Carlson kids from boys from Sayre helping them this summer. So it's not all female anymore. Man, you just. That was my selling point. But we're going to be right back. I'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you coming up. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot, one connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 23rd. 1,503 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 337 brought 215. 5 at 460 brought 173. 4 at 691 brought 154. 56 at 809 brought 154. 61 at 882 brought 144.25. 13 head of heifers at 325 brought 169.25. 4 at 494 brought 146. 2 at 570 brought 140. 24 at 851 brought 137. 9 at 1033. Brought 120. Butcher cows were 35 to 86. Butcher bulls brought 75 to 115.50. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit.
and we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, let me catch up here. Let me get the right picture back online. There they are. Lori, Lauren, and Riley, and then there's me. Anyway, let's check out what's going on with the weather. My wife, she's texting also. Remember when we was trying to figure out who was who with her on the broadband the other night? Sandy. And who was right? Your wife is always right. Anyway, I shouldn't have never. Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, anyway. So, anyway, Taylor, Oklahoma, got 2 inches. And it just, she there. Oh, she forgot to read the Jimmy Clark 50% off discount if you tell Dr. Mouse Jimmy sent you. Uh-huh. I didn't remember that being on there, but let me check it real quick. No, that's not on there. Good try there. 2 inches of granite. And let's do the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast real quick. 59 degrees. Today, 90% chance of thunderstorms. That's quite a rain going on. Tonight, 20% chance. Tomorrow, 62 for a high. Thursday, 79. Sunny. Sunny, 87. Friday, guess what, Lori?
Gonna warm back up.
95 Saturday. Are you guys doing AIN right now?
No. No.
You already done?
We're already done. Bulls.
Yeah, you guys do it about the same time out. I do.
Yeah,
you guys do it. But it's going on hot and heavy. I know K-Bar Ranch is doing it. It's Taylor time. Ranch is getting ready to do it. Lori and them do a lot of AI up there, don't they?
I think they're
in the middle of it.
Doing. Yep.
You're in the middle of it. So she probably didn't get to hear us talk about
it. She went through a little short course AI school and was going to get in.
Oh, no.
Get her arm in this year herself. So.
Oh. And that's a nice way to put it. Get the alarm in. Anyway, you say you love cattle. So did you show cattle when you was in school? Or what is your cattle connection?
So we've just run cow-calf operation my whole life. My grandparents have always run it, and so we've always helped them out. And now that they're getting older, they've kind of given us some of the responsibilities. So we calf out at our house spring and fall, and we but I did not show cattle in high school.
Okay.
I showed hogs in high school, actually.
Oh, okay. You took the easy route.
Well, yeah. My dad, we always talked about when we were younger about 4-H, and then my oldest brother, my dad put him in FFA, and we got really close with our ag teacher, and my dad was like, we're going to start showing hogs. And I was like, okay, I was a little kid, and then finally when I was old enough to show, we started showing, and I was like, this is not all it was cracked up to be at first, was it?
No. I don't really think it matters whether it's hogs, cattle, or sheep, or goats, or whatever. I'm amazed by the goat deal. It amazes me. That goat deal, Addie Snayberger from down at Carnegie. I know you've heard her name.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's bad to the bone on the goat deal right now. I think she was reserve grand this year, but last year she was grand champion. She just won the FFA Creed Speech Contest for Oklahoma, and she come on the show, and she actually does a write-up for the Carnegie paper. So I know she's going into agriculture communications, because kind of like he is, but she's like a little Lori Campbell. just every which way, but I think they're all tough. And then I see people giving $300,000 for a goat and $40,000 for one straw semen for it. I'm just like, what the heck is going on in this world?
Well, the expensive taco.
Yeah, and the show deal, it really, I mean, for me especially, it was a big responsibility thing. I probably would have never known how big of a responsibility it is to take care of something like that without showing an animal.
It's helped you though, right?
Yes, 100%. I would always recommend people to go into ag and go into FFA or 4-H when they're in school, because it really did help me out in more ways than just taking care of an animal. Nice. I mean, it builds life skills. So.
What do you got going on this summer at B&L? Anything crazy happening on?
Oh, we don't know. It's the day-to-day thing. I was telling her yesterday, I'm like, I don't believe in schedules because it's just inviting something to go wrong.
Yes, my hero. I don't like schedules either.
We're just going to fly by the seat of our pants and see what to tackle. But when I told the kids that Riley was coming out, Lauren asked, well, can she ride horses with me? And Blaine says, well, can she help me with my show heifers? So she may still yet get into the show cattle side of it.
We'll see. Have you had one of her grandma's waffles yet?
She hasn't shared the waffles with us. We just heard about them.
Yeah. Let her talk. Come on, get up here and talk on the mic. What do you want to tell the world?
Not much.
But anyway, well, I was sitting there. I had a brainstorm while she's been here. I need to come up and do a live show up there with her.
Well, yeah.
You should.
At the ranch. And maybe we'll go fishing or something.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, she's been turkey hunting since she was there. The first day that we went out to drive around.
That's the reason why she come to work.
Yes.
For free honey.
Yes. We were out looking through cattle and stuff one morning, and we seen, what, 4 or 5 coyotes. Of course, we had no gun with us, and we ran over a snake.
So yeah.
We've been, she's
my kind of deal.
Yep.
Well, my hearing is about half back. I didn't have good hearing to start, but it's about half back what it was Saturday morning before I got into the hogs.
And I
carry a Ruger Ranch Mini 14 with me, and I didn't think... I stood outside the truck because my buddy became worse listening. Anyway, I was on my own property, so I don't really care what he thinks. Anyway, there was 30 of them. These were all monsters.
Oh,
these
wow.
were 200 pound plus. And man, they've been tearing up stuff
yes.
in my place. They tear up the water line going into the from the solar pump. They get a hold of anything they can get a hold of, and they tore it up.
Yep.
Anyway, there's 4 left now. But there's a lot less hearing going on. I feel like I've had a grenade going off in my head for 4 days now.
Wow.
Anyway, so you're into hunting and fishing.
Yes, sir.
She's already... She's branded.
Yeah, she fits in perfect. She's yeah. not afraid of anything you throw at her.
And hats off to you, Lori. You look so much better.
I mean, I can't decide how bad I look before. Everyone keeps telling me I look better, and I'm like, it must have been bad.
No, I mean, you can tell how a person feels. And she come in prior to the surgery, her and Benji did. They come in prior to come on the show. And don't get me wrong, she was smiling and everything, but that smile's way bigger today. Okay, so you look great.
Thanks.
And I bet you feel better.
I feel so much better.
Because I think it was, what, the shoulder?
Yep.
It was the shoulder. It was like, she wasn't acting it, but I know it was hurt. And so a woman can only be so much tough with the shoulder hurt.
Yeah.
The shoulder's everything.
Yep.
You got this, you got the other kids. And I know she's not tall enough to saddle her horse.
Yeah.
And has Lori not taught her a trick to saddle her horse yet?
Lori can jump flat-footed onto that big old horse.
I know.
So she's a different league. Like, we try to be normal. We're not to Lori's league.
Yeah, she's not normal.
Right.
Well, we're at the end of the show, and... Riley Broadbent's been on here, and so is her new boss, Lori White. Riley's going to do the Yellowstone thing at the B&L Red Angus Ranch this summer. And no brands. She's not getting branded.
Minus the brand.
Minus the brand. And the bunkhouse is at Leedy, Oklahoma, with her grandma cooking. There ain't going to be a can of beans and poker and whiskey going on. So anyway, so... We got to figure out what we can do live, and I'll just come visit you guys.
Yes, sir. That sounds great.
Maybe we can ranch hop, because there's other ranchers around
yep.
here. Maybe we do B&L Ranch. And then we'll go surprise Lori Campbell. That would be, oh, yeah, that's great. Anyway, thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you guys for coming in.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Boom. Plug in and stay connected.
Check us out.
Stay connected.
On Facebook.
KECO, Elk City.
Inflation is on the ballot. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Gas prices, retired people are. That's a struggle, really.
He's voting in Alabama, one of five states with elections today.
Inflation, you gotta do something. Go to the grocery store, it's a shock every day.
Alabama's Republican Governor Kay Ivey has eight challengers, and the GOP Senate primary is also crowded, with Senator Richard Shelby retiring. His former chief of staff, Katie Britt, among those in the running, along with Congressman Mo Brooks, who won and then lost a Trump endorsement. Runoffs possible if no one gets to 50%. Georgia and Arkansas also have primaries for Senate and governor. Texas has runoffs, including one between State Attorney General Ken Paxton and George P. Bush, who's currently